AIDS makes folks afraid to get laid. Let's trade knowledge and make that shit fade. It's transmitted in semen and blood. You can't get it from a kiss or a hug. It's bugged that we're teamless, unlike extremists. HIV via needle or anus to penis. Oh, where you might shit, it's a tight fit. You break blood vessels that no light hit. Sexual revolution, no test then for preventable pollution. Thusly, confusion of T-cells bleeding heat well to stay protected. No matter who's elected, you know it's still the same. The fear of we're infected, we drop pills from planes. Big Farm pimped them, but it may be impossible to do more than suppress a symptom. They paid for a race war instead of an AIDS cure. Shared silverware, and there's no need to spray your toilet seat with aerosol. Bear it all, please. You can't get AIDS from a cough sneeze, even if someone bleeds. Needs a fresh wound with flesh ruined or unprotected sex. Half a million folks don't know they're infected in the US, and they're more dangerous than those who come up positive in tests. So please tell the next kid to go get tested. A problem won't go away unless we address it.
And embarrassed to go anyplace. AIDS helped me get back into a size 12.
The AIDS diet plan helped me get back into a size 6. AIDS helped me lose the weight and has nothing in it that could make me nervous.
Question, why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS?
I was the first one to look for AIDS in women. This wonderful cancer institute gave me $25,000 to study the relationship between anal sex and the new disease. So I got this money from them and I started looking at rectal sex in women. And the thing is, I couldn't find enough women who had promiscuous rectal sex, that is, with many, many partners. I found some, but
I can't find them either.
Right, not enough. So